Thank you for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I am your host, Jerome. This evening, we're going to be taking a trip down memory lane. Back in June, I had did a pretty much a special in regards to an actual town that was created by African Americans in the city, the great city of New York. And the area that's actually known now as the Central Park area. It was once upon a time a town that was started by Black African Americans. And as that time has, or as the time has came, I decided to also cover other cities that were formed or created by African Americans. And today, I'm going to do something just a little bit different, because that city was actually taken over by the government through eminent domain, right? And basically what eminent domain is that it is a government term, whether it's federal, local, or state. Any government can say, hey, look, we need your property for the betterment of the city, state, or municipality. And if they make that decision, regardless of how much you pay for the property, they're going to pay you money and they're going to go ahead and cost and do their construction or whatever they need to do. That's what happened in New York City with the Black people there that started the town. Let me just get the town here. You know what, y'all? I really want to let you all know that, I mean, I have so many different outlets that I could do, so many different subjects that I could cover. But when I tell you that I'm really passionate about this, I'm just about talking about our people, our history, talking about things that are that I feel is important to us and how we need to move in our lives, you know, whether it's from a relationship standpoint, a survival standpoint, an economic standpoint, a spiritual standpoint, a health standpoint. I mean, it's it means a lot to me. This is the reason why I continue to bring you all the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I'm really grateful for my listeners. You know, if you all can share the podcast, that would be great. And even have some dialogue. You know, I love it. You know, because there's a lot of different things that are going on in our community that we have to address. We have to. And what makes tonight's show so special, you know, when we're talking about a place like Orange Mound, Tennessee, I mean, it's fabulous. But that place, nearly 200 years ago, where Central Park is now, it was called Seneca Village. Look it up, you know. So what do you all think? Where do you all think Orange Mound is in Tennessee? It's basically in Memphis, Tennessee. But the reason why I'm speaking about Orange Mound tonight is because at one point in time, Orange Mound was the Mecca of the Black South. Orange Mound was actually built on an actual plantation. It was, the name of the plantation was the John Diedrich, or Diedrich, Dedrick Plantation, please forgive me. And for the most part, a developer bought the plantation, bought the entire plantation, and they started to sell plots of land for $100 each. And at the time, tons and tons and tons of African Americans began to flock there in Orange Mound. Of course, churches, businesses, homes, families, everything was created in the area. It was about 90% African American. And still to this day, it's probably still about 90% African American. So, but right now, if you look at the demographics, if you look at the income structure, if you look at the schools, it's just something is missing. Funding is missing. Construction is missing. Businesses are missing. Everything is missing. Except one thing, culture. You wonder why in certain places there is a resilient spirit that you could just tell and feel that like these people had a different experience as far as life goes. Their idea and how they conduct themselves is coming from a, it's coming from a different place. Because you want to know why? The people in Orange Mound were in a position of power. Whenever there's home ownership in urban areas, and you actually see people are able to position themselves and politics, and they are actually are able to participate in the local business and economic structure of a town, you notice that that transforms people. So why am I upset right now? Why am I angry? Why am I mad? Am I mad at the residents of Orange Mound, Tennessee? Somewhat. Because the black community's kryptonite is something that we thought was our savior. And that was desegregation. Once desegregation started to happen, the most affluent black people started to move, ladies and gentlemen. They didn't think that their community was good enough for them anymore. And then we have something just as simple, but as complex as drugs and alcohol that completely destroyed a family structure, an economic structure. Regarding the middle class, there was a huge wave of crime. The homes that were once looked at as prideful and upstanding begin to go down. The community itself aged so fast. Within 20 years, from the 70s to the 90s. And we ask ourselves all the time, what would happen if we're in charge? What would happen if we had a leadership? Ladies and gentlemen, now you see why I'm mad. Because when we're in charge, we don't get the job done. I don't want to hear anything about racism. I don't want to hear anything about nothing. Orange Mound still is a mecca of Black America. And I think it's about time that we start to pay this place and the people their proper respects. Because guess what? When St. Patrick's Day come around, we don't mind doing that. Us as African Americans. When Cinco de Mayo come around, we don't mind shouting them out. When Pride Fest is here, everybody is wearing rainbows. We damn sure don't mind celebrating Thanksgiving. And any other given holiday, as long as it gives us an excuse to cook some food that we really don't know nothing about. And have a glass of wine or have a shot of Hennessy. Hello, Fat Tuesday. Oh, yeah. We celebrate it all. But right up under our nose, we have literally a rose in the concrete. That is just saying, hey, here I am. I'm still here. Who is big enough and brave enough to move to Orange Mound today? To leave your comfortable suburb where you're being harassed? Yeah, I'm going there today. See, guess what? If Terrell Owens was in Orange Mound, do you think he would have had that problem with that woman? Hell no, because she wouldn't have been there. See, the point is that when we leave places like Orange Mound and we go to these suburbs that are mostly white and we're thinking that we're escaping problems, we're not. They're going to jack those taxes up on your ass, too. They're going to cause problems for you and your family at that racist ass school. They're going to be so jealous of you. If you're coming out and you want to help a neighbor, they will call the police on you for doing a good deed. Yeah. If more Black people lived in communities like Orange Mound, do you really think that we would have a problem in regards to relating to culture, to hard work, property ownership? a stronger connection with religion? Oh, yeah, because Tennessee is in the Bible Belt. I'm just asking these questions. There are so many other different scenarios that we could go to and try. But we cannot run from the fact that this place is a jewel. It may be run down today, but I can guarantee you now that it wouldn't even take more than a couple million dollars to bring this place back to where it needs to be. We could employ our own people, grow our own food, control a tax structure . Create our own schools. Revamp our education system. Reconstruct our value system. So now I know that I started off speaking about the past of Orange Mound. Right now I'm talking about what the future could be. I didn't go deep into everything. Because really and truly, I would like for you all to go out and search Orange Mound as a town. Orange Mound, Tennessee, the home of 8-Ball and MJG. Thanks again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. We're on episode number 2 of Black Communities, Past, Future, and Present. Today we were discussing Orange Mound, Tennessee. Its significance, success, and failure, and plans for the future. You all have a great evening.